This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a St. Lucie man charged in violent attacks against three women. The Barbados Sugar Industry Limited is satisfied with this year's harvest, but wants an earlier start. Over 300 Barbadians received technical training ahead of Carifesta 15. Barbados's solar energy ambitions are being clouded by the Sahara dust, and Barbados is among four CARICOM member states that will implement full free movement of nationals by October 1st. With the details, I am Crystal J. Paul. A 50-year-old man is facing multiple charges in connection with separate violent attacks on three women. Troy Antonio King of Josie Hill, St. Lucie, has been charged with two separate counts of wounding with intent on June 14th and also with assault occasioning actual bodily harm on July 1st. King is expected to appear before Magistrate Wayne Clark in the Whole Town Magistrates Court today. Barbados's private sugarcane farmers are doubling down on efforts to boost yield and efficiency following a 10% price increase, but they are not looking to take full control of the industry. Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, told Starcom Network News that while farmers manage the tipping bins for the first time this year, their focus remains firmly on quality production.
As far as we're concerned, our job is really to deliver good quality cane. And we're really concentrated on that. So all in all, the payments have been pretty good so far. I think as we speak, you know, we're going to be getting paid for weeks 11 and 12, and then hopefully next week 13 and 14. So the payments will be up to date. Up to that point in time, there are a couple more payments which are due, July 31st and at least September 30th, although we have requested that payment a little bit earlier. You know, that's what we're really concentrating on. We're concentrating on our side.
Seeley also revealed that with 96,000 tons harvested, BSIL is pushing for an earlier start to next year's crop and has already called for a meeting with factory officials to explore ways to improve efficiencies.
It was a reasonable crop, 96,000 tons. We will go into the planting season between September and November, and of course, the majority of the farmers have dropped fertilizer on the ratoon cane already. Certainly, we will work on efficiencies from our side. We've had one meeting already on it for the 2026 crop and making sure that we have all the equipment ready. And we start really working very early on equipment and being ready and licensing all these different things. And we have requested a meeting with the factory, and hopefully we'll have that soon so that we can work together to improve those efficiencies.
Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley. The Sahara dust sweeping across the Caribbean is the only real handicap standing in the way of Barbados becoming the region's top solar energy leader. That's the view of physics lecturer at the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine, and a Trinidadian environmental expert, Dr. Indra Harak Singh, who earlier today delivered a 90-minute presentation on energy and the environment at the Jungi Bay Resort in Dominica. Dr. Harak Singh noted that while Trinidad and Tobago may lead the way in oil production, Barbados has been setting an example for the entire Caribbean in tapping into natural, renewable resources. However, she cautioned that the persistent haze from the Sahara dust is hampering these efforts, posing a unique challenge to the island's solar ambitions.
The Sahara dust is definitely a problem. There's no question about that. And because these technologies use a glass glazing, there can be a reduction in the solar radiation transmission, for one thing, through the atmosphere, but also when it reaches the collector, there could be dust on the collector, which will inhibit transmission into the collector area. So it may require a little bit more washing of the collectors. Normally you don't do much, the rain does it. But under the Sahara dust conditions, maybe that would help a little bit if they can reduce or remove the dust from the system.
Physics lecturer at the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine, and a Trinidadian environmental expert, Dr. Indra Harak Singh, in the lunchtime edition. several hundred Barbadians have been given technical training ahead of Carifesta 15, scheduled for August 22nd to 31st, with skills that will serve them well beyond the festival. Festival Director Carol Roberts placed emphasis on the long-term benefits this morning while speaking to media partners at the Island Inn Hotel, Bay Street, St. Michael.
Training and retraining is always a responsibility for the practitioners in the creative industries. And so even before anybody goes on stage, an anthem is played, the Parade of Nations, or two ice blocks hit a cup, we went out and we trained over 370 people in technical production, in lighting, in sound, and in rigging. So post Carifesta, they now have an opportunity not just to ply their trade in Barbados, but to offer their services abroad.
In addition, Ms. Roberts pointed to the construction of the National Performing Arts Center and the Richard Stout Amphitheater as spaces set to create major impact in the future.
The legacy for Carifesta 2025, as we map it, will be the newly established performing arts spaces, which will do away with that niggling problem that we have where culture and the arts always seem to be scotching at a venue. You go to Kensington, you got to go in between cricket, you may not be able to go on the pitch. And I mean, these venues have been very accommodating, but the fact of the matter is there are not at the moment large venues purpose-built for the arts and culture and entertainment.
Carifesta Festival Director Carol Roberts, Barbados is among four CARICOM member states that will implement full free movement of nationals by October 1st. The announcement was made by CARICOM Chairman and Jamaican Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness during the closing news conference of the 49th regular meeting of the CARICOM Conference of Heads of Government in Montego Bay. The free movement of skilled nationals means that qualified workers can now seek employment in other member states without needing work permits. Teachers are being called to a higher standard as Barbados transforms its education system. This from Minister of Training and Tertiary Education Sandra Husbands as she addressed graduates at a joint professional development program between Erdiston Teachers Training College and Columbia University's Teachers College last evening. She praised the collaboration and said the country deliberately invested in premium training. Calling for stronger partnerships between parents, civil society, and educators, Husbands made it clear that the country's pledge to teachers must now be met with delivery. And finally, President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine has been hit by the biggest ever aerial attack from Russia after 728 drones and 13 cruise or ballistic missiles struck cities around the country in multiple waves. Zelensky condemned the attack, adding that it comes precisely at a time when so many efforts have been made to achieve peace, to establish a ceasefire, and Russia continues to rebuff them all. Recapping the headlines. A St. Lucie man charged in violent attacks against three women. The Barbados Sugar Industry Limited is satisfied with this year's harvest but wants an earlier start. Over 300 Barbadians received technical training ahead of Carifesta 15. Barbados' solar energy ambitions are being clouded by the Sahara dust. And Barbados is among four CARICOM member states that will implement full free movement of nationals by October 1st. That concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from StarCom Network News. StarCom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Christo J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Christo J. Don't miss the latest with StarCom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at StarCom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.